Not terrible.
Real quick act, salute to y'all for the nerd talk, but can we get to some fuckery? I heard allegedly Drake, rich niggas is putting hot sauce in
Oh comedy. Shit, nah, no, you're old. Oh,
yeah, is that nah, true? Is that what you do, act? You put hot sauce? I'm a broke nigga. I just let the girl, you know, keep right, pushing
to
her the love.
Hold on. Let me introduce the topic. So, yeah, so.
Nah, you wild, bro.
I didn't even cover this, but apparently, you know, some Instagram model is upset and allegedly suing Drake. I think it's all cap, but it sounds good. This is a good stream talk. Apparently, she's suing Drake because Drake fucking fucked her, and then, you know, like, he threw away the condom. She tried to go get the condom, fish it out the trash, and try to pour the condom in her pussy to get pregnant for him. You know what I mean? She trying to get an Adonis. Except when she poured in her pussy, it was basically she poured in some Tabasco in her pussy. She's saying that Drake then came in, and apparently Drake had put hot sauce in the condom to kill the sperm. Now,
wait,
first...
What?
Yeah, you didn't see this?
Let me that's a W.
Wait. Went that burn your shit though? Like as you like
nigga,
you
gonna
no, no, Drake
after,
poured
after nigga.
This is
after. This is a virgin. Don't talk to him.
Right. After
no, no, I'm not.
I got a question though.
Yeah.
Bro, how is she gonna assume though? Like, isn't that her fault?
Isn't that her fault? Right.
Well,
she can't do that.
First of all,
it's a fake story, bro.
First of all, I believe this is a fake story. Actual talks from the whores that do be fucking Drake. They say Drake don't even use condoms. So, like, you know what I mean? You know what the homies that don't even use condoms. Like,
he's a real yard man.
Yeah, like, yo, like, he one of them niggas a raw dog in there. Like, nigga, Drake probably watched this story like, wait, they think I use condoms? Like, what the fuck? But anyway, if this was, let's say it was true, right? I mean, I'm not going to lie, man. I think that's smart. Yo, I've been paranoid about a particular girl. Like, I want y'all to be 100% honest with me. Have y'all ever been fucking a chick? Knowing damn well, like, say you fucking a girl. You know damn well you about to pull out. But you just start saying shit to see where her mind is at. Be like, damn, yeah. I should nothing to you. Like, you fucking
her.
You fucking her. You like, damn, I should nothing to you. You just want to hear what the fuck she going to say. You know what I mean? Like number one,
I got two kids, bro.
Yeah. Yo, you're not going to start. You're not going none of her. Like, but play this. Depends on what she says. You're going to take a lot from it. If she says something like, you can. I'm not about to get pregnant. You know she's trying to trap you. If she says, oh, I'm on birth control. You know she lying. You know what I mean?
Facts.
If she's like, yo, don't. Then you trust her. You know what I mean? It's a chick who said, oh, don't nothing me. Like, if a chick is too down for you to nut her, come on, man. Bad news, man.
I'm wrong with her.
Bad news, man. Bad news, man.
I just had one of those, bro.
Oh, word? What happened?
Play with your life like that, bro.
Yo, she was just, like, nutting me. I was like, whoa, like, that's a first.
Yeah, I had that shit happen to me, too, bro.
Like, oh, I'm on birth control, you know?
Wait, was it the first time you fucked her?
No, like, second.
Oh, hell yeah. Nah, she was playing with you. She was playing with you.
That shit happened to me, bro.
I think she was a real demon, you feel me? I had to cut her loose.
Damn. You had to cut her loose?
Bro, that shit crazy, though. I ain't gonna hold you.
Bro, I'm trying to tell you, I'm fucking this girl for a minute. I'm fucking her for a minute. I think it's probably like that 15th time for them fuck. I pull up to her crib. She look at me like, I think it's time for you to nut me. I ain't gonna lie. I dead ass went back to the crib. I ain't even fuck.
Wait,
y'all don't know about that. Y'all don't know about that 5-day window though.
What?
I'm not risking it, bro.
Yo, Snapper,
like, risking it.
Yo. We not listening. Yo, Snapper, you got kids, don't you?
Yeah.
Nigga, we not listening
to no nigga with kids,
bro. Yeah, bro. You got
fuck,
kids, bro.
Yo, how the fuck we gonna listen to a nigga with kids about not having kids? Like, yo, come on.
Watch out, bro.
That nigga said a 5-day window.
Nah, the same shit happened to my roommate, bro. This guy was freaking out.
This nigga snapping to my father with the fuck out of here. Nah, man. Like, have you ever fucked with a chick, though, who is basically like she's telling you, she's like, yo, I'll take a plan B.
Yeah.
Yo, remember that girl who tried to fake the pregnancy on me? Man,
yeah.
This is why I'm gonna let me tell you this. Yo, fellas, and by the way, you know, I love all my chat queens, and you know, we respect women. It's all about that type of stuff. But like, listen, anytime if a chick gonna try to coerce you to nutting her, make sure she take the plan B before you come in. Okay. By the way, if she take the plan B, she gotta take it before. You feel me? Cause I remember, this chick. Yo, she was just like, she was begging for the nut. She said, please, just like, she was like, yo, nut me, whatever. She was like, yo, I know I'm not going to get pregnant. I remember she told me, she said, and if I get pregnant anyway, fuck it, I'll definitely going to get rid of it. Man, I ain't going to lie. And it's, yo, as niggas, you know it's one of those. You know when that nut leave your dick pause, you'd be like, yo. If she not on birth control, that's pregnancy. That shit is potent.
That shit is potent. Leave her alone, bro.
Nigga, that shit is potent. Nigga, so after that whole shit happened, I bet cool, you know what I mean? A nigga, I took a little extended blink and everything, you know what I mean? I mean, something light. In the morning, I'm like, I bet. I'm like, yo, we good, right? You know what I mean? She's still kind of faking the funk. But the confidence wasn't like the night before. The night before was like, ain't no fucking way I could get pregnant. The next morning was like, we should be good. I'm like, I'm like, I bet. Let's go get this plan B. Then she tried to reassure me again. She said, nah. We good. She said, trust me. And she said, if I'm wrong this week, trust me, we'll get an abortion. And I don't want to get an abortion. So I'm telling you, we're good. Man, this chick lied, man. This chick
like
lied.
A scallywag.
Live. I don't know. She did the most devious thing, though. I think I told you that story before. Bro, I almost feel like she kind of set me up a bit. Because, like, probably the third or fourth time I'm fucking her, I'm in some hotel. I got some suite. So I'm piping around type shit, right? I fuck the shit out of her, man. Her shit was kind of decent. And I know mad niggas kind of ran through it. Well, I knew that for a fact. Yo, so in the morning, anytime, like, you know what I mean? You gotta be young to be believing chicks when they be gassing you like, yo, you've given them the dick that nobody else has ever given them. Like, come on, these bitches is getting fucked out here, man. Like, they're really getting piped out. So, you know what I mean? They just telling you that just to boost your ego. They know how to stroke your ego. Like, if a Spanish chick wanna just, like, basically get your knees weak or, you know what I mean, get you the nuts, she just starts saying poppy. You know what I mean? If a black chick or a chick with a fat ass wanna get you to just be done, she just start fucking just shaking that ass while you hitting from the back. Like, chicks know how to, like, get a nigga how they wanna get you, right? So anyway, man, the next morning, like she basically just kind of gassing me up. Like, man, like, I'm just slanging, like, some like, you know, exceptional Hall of Fame penis. I'm like, yo, I like this. You're gassing me up. Like, I mean, I kind of believe it already, but, like, you know what I mean? The gassing never hurts. But then she does the most devious shit. Yo, she said, you fucking me so good. She said, I got to get on birth control. Because you, like she basically set it up like, yo, nigga, the way you dicking me down, you got to nut in me. That's how she set it up. Nigga, she calls her doctor. Nigga, we're in the fucking hotel room right in front of me, nigga. I never seen this shit before. She calls her doctor and she sets up the appointment. She say, yo, hey, okay, I'm coming in to get the depo shot. Like, I don't know if y'all niggas ever heard of
that
shit.
That's a shot in the arm and shit.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if she, well, this
every
bitch
every 3 months.
Yeah, this bitch was a liar, though. So I'm going to just assume she was lying. But if your girl ever tell you she's on that shit, nigga, still pull out. Trust me.
Yeah, of course.
Anyway. That shit happens, right? So that happens. So the time when it really happened was like, I want to say like a week later. So remember, like the night before, she's like, oh yeah, nut me, blah, blah. The next day, I'm like, you good? She's like, I should be good. I'm like, man, let's get a motherfucking pill, man. You talking, you like, I'm like, yo, I'm a guy. I don't know how the female, like, I'm not a female. I don't know how your body feeling. So like, let's just be safe than sorry. She's like, no. I'm sure. And remember, didn't I tell, I called my doctor. I remember I just got the depo shot. Like, she said she got it a couple days ago. You know when she later, which I think, in my opinion, she keeps saying, you know, I've talked to her since. She said she didn't fake the pregnancy. I still think she did. She said the depo shot didn't work because she said that shit only kick in after 10 days. And I fucked her on the 4th or 5th or something like that.
I ain't gonna lie, I heard that's true.
That's true. Fuck that shit, nigga. She lying. I don't give a fuck about that. The bitch was devious, man.
I heard that shit don't work for her like that.
What? No. Well, okay, you heard it don't work or you heard it takes 10 days after the shot to kick in?
Not exactly 10 days, but I did hear it take a little time for the shot to kick in.
Nigga, that's what she told me, nigga. We was on like day 5 or day 6, man. I still think she lied, but man, I don't know. The whole point of what I'm saying, to get back to the story at hand, the Drake shit. Like, first of all, the story I hear about Drake don't use condoms. Second of all, let's assume this is true.
Let's be honest.
Let's assume this is true. I can't blame him. Oh, I guess this is what the story I was trying to tell. So I fucked this one chick, right? And I don't know, there's something about her. Like, you ever fuck with a chick and be like, yo, this chick got trapping vibes. Or like, you could tell, like, she want a nigga to get her pregnant type shit. You feel me? And I remember, so I fucked this chick. I probably shouldn't have went raw. Like, if I'm having these thoughts, I shouldn't have went raw. So I'm already fucking up. It's all good. I nut on her stomach. You feel me? So she hop up off the bed and she run to the bathroom. And I ain't gonna lie, like, you know what I mean? Because a nigga, like, you know when you know that post-nut clarity and that post-nut tiredness. I was about to, like, almost fall into a little, you know what I mean, extended blink. And something just told me, like, nigga, if you don't get in that fucking bathroom with her, nigga, she about to be scooping that bitch off her fucking gut and putting it right inside of her, nigga. Nigga, yeah. I ran up in there like I was Shakari Richardson, nigga. I'm telling you.
Yo, she was on design?
Nigga, she was like, yo, what are you doing? I'm like, yo, I'm just make sure you're good. I'm like, nigga, I think I grabbed a towel. I'm like, let me just wipe this shit off real quick. Like, no devious shit, man. These chicks is devious.
You got to, bro.
So watching Drake with this shit, imagine, like, we're just imagining this is real. By the way, this is just for conversation. Imagine Drake pulling out a packet of fucking hot sauce and opening up the condom that he nutted in and squirting in the hot sauce in there, bro. This
is some other yo. What's that problem?
That's some other yo, I want to hear y'all stories. So what's the most devious shit or the devious shit a girl ever did that you thought she was trying to, like, get you caught up, or the craziest thing you've done to make sure that you didn't get caught up?
Look, I got legs locked wrapped around me. That is creepy. You know what I'm saying? Ooh. It's like,
wait, are you in a raw though?
I ain't done this, but I heard. I know homies who, you know, allegedly, you know, shout out. I ain't gonna say shout out Rick Ross. I'm sorry. You know, you make them breakfast Molly in the morning. You make them breakfast in the morning and they don't even know it. You know what I'm saying? You put a little Plan B in the orange juice, she be
out. Ah, what?
Buying life.
Nigga sound like Bill Cosby.
Or pay child support. That's like
You're not wrong.
That's like a charge, I think. Wait, first of all.
I cook a breakfast. I'm nice. I'm gonna cook you breakfast. I got you, baby.
Wait. But why would she? Oh, you put like some coffee. Oh, that's foul, man. That's foul. Well, I know you ain't doing it.
No, not me.
I know
not
you
me.
Ain't doing
I just said I heard
whoever
it.
Who did
I,
it is
nah,
a fucked
me.
Up human being, man.
Yo, act.
What up?
Shorty told me, this is a true story, right? Shorty told me, she said, you got a 5-day window after she have her period, where she can't conceive, right?
Yeah.
So I said, all right, bet. Say no more.
You ain't Googling at all?
Nah, I ain't Googling it. I ain't Googling it, bro.
Yo, Snapper, did you fall for it twice, though?
Nah.
Nah, let's tell a story. Go ahead, Snapper.
Long story short, it cost me a Plan B, bro.
What do you mean it cost you a Plan B?
Nigga, I was paranoid, bro.
All right, so, and by the way, don't take this as, for anybody in here, because I don't leave nobody, I don't want none of y'all had no kids and told my, yo, this is because of motherfucking act. Me and my ex, we did have, like, apparently, you know, so women, they have to be ovulating to get pregnant. And apparently, like, it's really about 5 days during that cycle that really they could get pregnant. However, when you nutting a girl, it could take up to 5 days for your sperm to travel. So, like, really, that window turns from 5 days to pretty much 15. You know what I mean? It could be any day any day that you nut, and the nut could last inside of her, granted perfect condition, blah, 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 blah. Like, it could still impregnate her. However, right after she gets pregnant, it's not a 5-day. I've heard it's a 2-day. It's like 2-3 days. You know what I mean? So, right after she gets off her period, the first 2 days, you know what I mean? And me and my ex used to do this, but it was just too scary, bro. Like, you could nut in her after, right after she get off her period for like the first 2 days. You feel me?
It was that same vibe. I was like, man, you know.
Nah, snap. It sounded like you were going like 5 to 7 days, nigga. Like, you were like, yo, all right, as long as it's within a week of you getting of your period, like, we good.
I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I done took my chances before, bro.
So, you got two kids? Of course you did.
Nah.
Nigga, you wildin'.
That was by purpose. You feel me?
Oh, those were on purpose. So you had your kids like you wanted to.
Yeah.
Okay.
I respect it. You still a wild boy.
Yo, Kyrie, what you been doing,
nigga? You want to tell, nigga?
Yo, Kyrie, I know you out here raw dogging this shit, man.
No, never, bro. You wild boy.
Man, crazy. I know you raw dogging these chicks off Clubhouse, man. They've been yo. I'm telling you. They got some stories about you.
I would say this, if it's my lady, yeah, I'm definitely raw dogging, and I don't know the.
What about the scallywags on Clubhouse?
What?
What about the scallies off Clubhouse though, bro?
Who told y'all to get scallies off the Clubhouse?
Man, yo, come on, man. I ain't trying to put it on blast, but let's just say hypothetically.
Hypothetically. Yeah, condom, bro. And that's the thing, bro. I treat myself like a bad bitch, bro. Bitches can't be fucking on me for no reason, bro.
What?
Hey,
what? I ain't shit, man.
I respect that.
Wait, I'm capping.
Niggas in the Discord number.
All right, hear me out. You telling me you pull up on a shorty, right? Y'all kicking it. You knocking it down for about 2 weeks, right? After 2 weeks, she says, man,
bro, nah, so
I don't want to use this shit no more.
You already fucked
up. You ain't taking it off?
Bro, this is the thing. You get, every time you fuck a girl, you get a word. What are we? You get 3 times to fuck a bitch before you get that question. I'm out. Can't be fucking with these girls that much, bro. See, that's the problem. That's how niggas be getting their side girls pregnant and shit like that. You see what I'm saying?
That's facts.
I hear you, but that ain't my reality, bro.
Yo, my nigga Kyrie say, yo, he abstinent, man, cause he can't let these hoes be fucking on him like that. Yeah. Kyrie sound like you trying to save his virginity.
You was fucking these hoes silly, and then they had to go do some old wild shit, call their doctor, all types of weirdo shit. You gotta understand the power of the deed. You feel me? But you start acting a fool. Who fault is it really? You shouldn't have given it a crazy D, bro. What that got to do with me slaying cock?
Nigga?
Yeah. What the hell? What that got to do with anything?
So you trying to say if you hit it for too long, something's bound to go wrong. That's what you're trying to say.
That's what I'm trying to say, bro.
So Kyrie, in general practice, you try to not fuck them too much.
I try not to be so thirsty for one where it's like I'm all. Where it's only, that's my one and only, you know what I'm saying? Other than that, it's like, why are you that comfortable around these females that's even, why are you even thinking about nothing going raw in any of these hoes, bro?
Nah, Kyrie's spitting for real, bro. I understand that shit.
Yeah, I assume she got fucked
the night before. That's your one and only, that creates one and onlys. Imagine having to look at your kid and be like, damn, bro, I fuck with you, but your mama's a hoe, bro. Like,
yo, it's like Kyrie never heard about pulling out, bro. Like, that nigga.
No. That's the thing. My pullout game is super strong, but my thing is, I'm not playing having that game with no crazy females, bro.
Not a gambler, man. I feel it.
Not a gambler, man. You fuck yourself up gambling.
Man, not these life. Niggas in this chat capping.
Half in another nigga life.
Yo, yeah, half these niggas crazy. Probably don't even know what a condom is, man. Yeah. Like. Y'all niggas just tell me that.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. It's like my dick allergic to condoms, bro.
Yo, act, bro.
Wait, what?
bro, that shit hit my skin. I'm like, is it you? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not.
Oh, wait.
Like, why are we here? Why are we here?
Kyrie, you're basically saying so you have to be selective because you don't like fucking with condoms. So
exactly.
Okay, all right, that makes sense.
Not saying I'll use a condom, but like I ain't gonna be happy about it. I don't think anybody likes that condom smell, that condom sex smell. We don't, like, come on, bro. Like,
you see, that's why you just gotta let these girls know that once you're gonna have sex with them, you know, you're the big dog. You're the big pimp. I'm not gonna use no condoms with you. You know, I'm the star quarterback. I run the castle. Any type of sex I'm gonna be doing, it's gonna be condomless.
Ran through, nigga, into that castle I got ran through, and now you got all types of spider webs and all types of shit coming out.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Yo, bro. Tell him, Monty. Yeah, tell him, man. Scare me.
Yeah, I'm pretty much big pimping over here, so any type of sex I'm doing is a condom-less, right? No condoms, condom-less.
Condom-less.
This nigga. Yo, have you heard of AIDS or HIV? This is the type of nigga that got the full burn herpaderps.
Yo, Monty, none of these chicks ever caught you lacking. You never caught no little STD real quick, right?
Nah, man. I got my doctor on my speed call, so any type of, you know, any type of
Monty. So the first day you fucking a girl.
Oh yeah.
The first day you fucking a girl. Like, suppose she's like, could you use like a rubber? Like, what do you tell her?
Well, you know, you gotta let her know that you're never gonna get little broed, right? So in a relationship, you gotta make sure that never get little broed. Make sure in a relationship that you establish yourself as big dog, right? You can't let this girl little bro you. No, any type of sex, condomless, right? Don't ever tell me condoms. No, I'm not gonna hear it.
Yo, and that's my stance has on taken you know, all condoms, the courses. The big dog. My man has taken all the Fresh and Fit courses. He's ready, man.
Nah, act, bro. In Edmonton, bro, you can't get down like that, bro.
What do you mean? What's wrong with Edmonton? Them girls burning?
Bro, syphilis, fam.
What?
Holy.
Bro, it's an epidemic here, bro. Can't be afforded doing that shit, bro.
Syphilis is old school.
Yeah, nah, they wilding out here, bro. So you got to stay wrapped up, bro.
Yo, syphilis just seemed like some old nigga disease. Like, what the fuck is that?
Nigga, like the measles.
Yeah, bro.
Bro, Edmonton is syphilis central, bro.
She was getting some colonial dick, nigga. She was probably fucking with R. Kelly or some wild
Yo,
shit.
How the like, fuck is the syphilis look? Like, what's the signs of syphilis?
Bruh, you start getting holes in your skin, you lose your hair, you lose your jaw, like, you lose your teeth, bruh.
What?
Niggas start getting holes in their face and their knuckles, all types of wild shit, bruh.
Niggas be battering shorties here all the time, bro. So I'm not surprised, to be honest.
Bro, you know how the old people used to wear the wigs, the old like colonial wigs and shit. The men.
Yeah, skin tight.
Yo, at what point do you take the condom off of the chick?
When she's your girl, bro.
If you put it on,
my man Monty say he not rocking a condom. Period.
Yeah, if you put it on, never bad take it off.
Yo, that nigga Monty hilarious. That nigga some big pimping out here. Not gonna lie.
If she rich, I'm nutting in it. Stop it.
Yo, I'm not. If she has a bag, I'm nutting in there, bro. I don't care, bro.
I'm gonna keep it a thought with you, bro.
Flush it down the toilet. It's common sense.
See, I was with a chick not too long ago, right? I was on a little trip, right? Busting it down, condom break.
Damn.
Then I had to really think to myself, because I'm already lit, I'm already fucked up, I'm already knee deep. I'm like, do the next round, do I throw a Jimmy on or do I not?
What'd you do?
Just had to throw the Jimmy on, you crazy, nigga. You know, that's like jumping into on a jet 3 times in one day and not and getting mad if you die in a car in a plane crash, my nigga. You tried it 3 times, my nigga.
Yo, right? Hold on. Yo, I'm gonna ask this question and I'm gonna see who gonna be the real nigga in here. Who determined if you need a condom by how bad the bitch is?
Me, easy. What? If she's bad, I don't need one.
I'm gonna keep it 100. Me too. Like if she bad as fuck, I'll be good. Sorry. Yo, she a little sus. All right, come on.
I'm sorry, bro.
Yo, you gotta keep it 100. Yo, we keep it 100 now.
If she's rich, I don't care. I'm not rapping that, bro.
Yo, if Drake is risking it, I'm risking it. What?
Bro, y'all sound so stupid.
Yo, I like how all y'all are fronting. Man, Drake went on a European tour and was fucking all them little chicks, man. Like, he was fucking them raw, and they porn stars, anything, man.
Yo, the nigga has a bag to deal with any consequence. The problem is, niggas will go try to fuck on a... Say you fucking with a famous girl, right? And you regular nigga, right? The thing is, the famous girl, you fucking with her with no condom, bro. She can have STDs, this, that, and third. You think you might try to get her pregnant, bro? She can go... Delete the baby, and now you still got an STD. What you gonna do then?
Damn. You're right. You low key right, bro.
Not gonna hold you.
Y'all niggas stop capping, man. If y'all niggas fucking Ruby Rose, y'all not wearing no condom, bro. Hold on, let me ask you a question. If Ruby Rose lets y'all slap, and she looks at you, right? She looks at you and be like, yo, you don't gotta use a condom if you don't want to. Are you using a rubber or not?
No.
I'm not risking my condom.
I tell these bitches that I won't fuck them until like I get verified proof that they not know some whole shit, bro. Because that's the thing, niggas got to value themselves, bro.
So you mean to tell me you gonna risk your sex life, you gonna risk your sex health for a bitch that probably is burned? Like, come on,
bitch, not burning, bro. We know she's not walking around.
Bro. She's not burning.
How you know that, though?
Yo, we gotta take a poll or something. Yo, remember, it's Ruby Rose. Hold on. Post her last Instagram picture in the Discord, nigga.
She getting dick down, bro. I'm sorry.
Ruby Rose is bad. But like, there's regular girls who look just like that, bro.
Thank you.
Oh, God. Who said legacy? Facts.
Here go the legacy, bro. It's not about clapping her. She's fine. It's for the legacy.
But that pussy got legacy. What are you talking about?
I ain't gonna lie to you. Yo, the way how this nigga Kyrie be talking about himself, be like, yo, I gotta value myself. I can't fuck these bitches like that. Like, I can't spread myself thin. I'm like, damn, maybe I do need help. Like, I'm over here just slanging dick. Like, yo.
Yeah, nigga, you finna fuck around and get an STI or some shit.
Hold on. Are you strapping up?
We gonna have to start calling Kyrie Shabazz, bro.
I'm not gonna hold you. Hey, yo, act. I'm not even gonna hold
yo,
you.
Yo, act. Niggas in the Discord don't know about me, bro. Come on now.
Yo, Kyrie, so Kyrie, so you saying you're selective?
You gotta be selective. And at the same time, being selective increases your chances of finding more. See, this is the problem. Y'all be listening to these charlatans who don't get the bad bitches that y'all be wanting to get. I get bad bitches in real life, bro. Mm.
Jeez.
I get bad bitches, and I'm still fucking Ruby Rose with no straps. Sorry.
Oh, God, bro. Not gonna lie to you, gang.
I don't know what you're talking about. Speak for yourself, bro.
Come on, now. Like,
I'm a picky nigga, but still.
Think about what type of nasty, dirty dick nigga wanna just hit raw for what?
Bro, I never hit raw.
Yo, Kyrie, the only reason why I mentioned, like, you know, like, I mentioned the way she looked, because, like, I think for some dudes, right, depending on how she look, you're like, yo, yeah, of course you're going to pull out this and third, but, like, your mind, if she get pregnant, man, like, she bad enough where you'd be like, yo, that's not no L.
You can bring it back to the hood,
like, yo, at least you know I was doing my thing, like, you know what I mean?
At least the boys won't be mad at me, bro.
I agree with that. You definitely supposed to have high standards. Like, you should not be aiming for nothing below a 7.
Hey, yo, I got a question, though. Would you smash a bitch raw like Billie Eilish?
Yes.
Yo, Kyrie. I want to see if you're going to keep it 100, Kyrie. What, like, have you ever fucked a chick below a 5? I want you to keep it 100 with me.
Nah.
So you've never, not no drunk night, not when you was like, you know what I mean? You never fucked a chick with like a 5.
Selective, bro. Selective.
So every chick you ever fucked in your life is 7 and up.
7 and up.
Yo, why you saying this so high, nigga?
I got a real nigga question for you, Kyrie. Have you ever hit raw day one? Like, if you met her that day and you hit raw?
Nah.
What?
Damn.
Oh, but then, yeah.
Kyrie different, bro.
This man is a different breed. Salute to you, my brother. Because we not the same.
Big up Kyrie, bro.
Bro, like, how crazy are you to be sticking your one and only penis inside a female on day one? And it's inside that snaggle.
It got to be wrapped up.
Kyrie. Some of these females think they get a new pussy every month, every time they shed, bro.
Oh, my God. I can't shoot.
It's the first link. It's lit. Well,
Kyrie, if we stick in on the Ruby Rose point, you sticking your dick in the same pussy that gave Cardi shelter.
What?
Yo, Josh,
you
wildin'.
You tripping, buddy.
I think it sounds like I'm doing it right now.
Josh, I fuck.
Yeah, I'm thinking about me, bro. I don't know what you're talking about.
Live right now. I should smack the shit out of you.
Bacardi, what are you,
bro?
Yo, why this thing is
I gonna lie?
Yo, why this thing is a shelter? Like, yo, like,
yeah,
yo,
why did you say that?
Yeah,
like,
shelter.
It was a homeless man or something.
I did this feed on a homeless
man. You made it seem like she was right in his bars. Like,
you should not even house the pussy, bro.
You made it seem like she was ghostwriting for that nigga or some shit. Like,
some dudes really do that.
Like she wrote her all
the time. Kari, I get it. You not about to fuck Ruby Rose Raw first night. But would you eat the pussy?
Fuck no.
Of course not. Are you freaking?
Yo, you kind of lost me with that one, bro. Not gonna lie.
No, nigga, I'm asking Kari. No, I'm just asking Kari. Because some niggas, I know some niggas who they, like, they'll put their mouth on anything. But then their dick, they'll act a certain way with it.
Nah, you a wild boy. That's a even wild, bro. Come on.
Yeah,
that's
bro.
A wild thing right there.
Right, you're not going for that, bro.
You know, I eat the pussy and I won't even fuck. What's the problem?
I ain't mad at it.
I learned from at a very young age. Okay? We don't do that.
Did a nigga just say in here he would eat the pussy and not even fuck?
Hey. You gonna fuck around and have a goddamn bump on your lip.
Come on, bro. You taught us better, bro.
Hey, man, you gotta stop the cat, nigga.
Do that shit if y'all want to. You gonna wonder why you got a burning sensation on your lip. I ain't gonna hold you.
I'm just, again, I'm
so why we think every bitch burning, bro?
Yo, hold on. So, Kari.
Because shorties are treating
Kari. Yo, Kari.
One mic.
Yo, Kari. So, Kylie Jenner pull up on you and she throwing you the pussy.
See now, this is where
we different.
Only way you could hit is if you hit raw.
Now, see, that's the one you got to risk it for.
Yeah, this guy, bro, you got him.
Oh, so the white girl, you risk it.
Right, so the white
No.
Before somebody put the white girl thing on me,
that was a joke.
Oh, they caught him with a fresh fit.
That I would risk that for than that one white girl. But that one white girl, that's generational.
Oh, yeah, like, that's magic right there, bro.
It's different. Like, if you really think about it, all her kids and the cousins and all her little kids' cousins and stuff, they're going to be ruling the world, like, when they, like, 25 and shit. So, like, having your seed amongst that seed.
All right, nigga, what about Zendaya, nigga? She just broke up with that. She just broke up with that Spider-Man nigga, bro.
What about Mulatto?
Act who?
What about Zendaya?
She just broke up with a Spider-Man nigga, and now she pulled up on you, Kari, and she said she wants you to shoot your spider web in her pussy. What up? You got hit a raw.
I'm not even really like
I'm not backing it.
She looked too innocent, bro. She don't look like that type of girl to be wild like that.
She's just not my type at the beginning.
Wild like what?
Ain't no such thing as too innocent, bro.
She looked too innocent, bro.
My goal is to create like a young boy type like allegiance in this shit.
Hey, let's be honest, bro. We all want a bitch like fucking Mulatto, bro. I ain't gonna hold you.
She is nice.
Niggas can't handle a female like that. Y'all be
I'm still risking this to Billie Eilish, though. No cap.
Y'all be wanting to.
Yo, who y'all think better? Mulatto or Renny Rucci?
Mulatto.
Both of those are some problems.
I guarantee that nigga Kyrie would definitely fuck Sweetie, bro.
Oh, he would.
No, I wouldn't. You crazy.
Bro, I'm palming her head like a fucking Spalding.
Hold on. You want to know why I wouldn't? You know why I wouldn't, bro? Look at the type of food she be eating, bro. Why would you want to appropriate, bro?
Yeah, you're not wrong, bro.
You
don't
involve her diet.
Isn't she just putting ranch?
Wait, you said what?
She's putting ranch on spaghetti? That bitch is bugging, bro.
Nigga, you gonna
that's actually not that bad, but like she's everything else crap.
Nah,
this nigga struggling. He's
hey, hold on, wait. What about
I was up this bitch's house?
Why does that matter?
On pancake, bro.
Because
these niggas is lying, bro.
Wait, what about the girl through Tiana Trump?
No, I'm saying,
what man?
Why does what food she eat matter, bro? Who cares?
Bro, that messes with the pH balance, bro.
You little niggas don't know what y'all talking about. Food
exactly.
Do matter, bro.
Thank you. Somebody help me out, bro.
Nah, but I'm saying, explain to me why does what she eat matter,
nigga? Because if she eats some nasty shit, nigga, and I put my dick in there, my shit gonna come out like a fucking creamsicle or some shit.
Yo, we not getting that. Yo, nasty somebody help me out here, bro.
These niggas don't get enough pussy to understand, bro.
Nah, I gotta, clearly they don't. That shit crazy.
That's crazy.
You niggas is disqualifying bitches because of their diet. Like, you're lying. You're fucking lying. Shut the fuck. Get the fuck out.
That's a fact,
bro. Bro, yo, act. If we're being honest, bro, if any of these shorties got naked, all these niggas are fucking, bro. Hands down.
That's fact. I already said I'm fucking all these bitches. So
I'm not hitting some women, bro.
Kyrie, I ain't gonna lie.
I think being here trolling, talking about fucking Lizzo and shit, and now you're gonna disqualify Sweetie because of her diet.
One day yo, Kyrie, I ain't gonna lie to you, man. You fucking
is lying. I promise you. I promise you.
This is impeccable.
Nigga, bro. You fucking Sweetie wrong.
She has some strong
bro.
Ass.
Bro, I'm telling you right now. Bro, in this why would I do that? Dude, I would not fold.
Yo, Kyrie, I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I think you'd fuck Ash Cash raw, bro.
Hey, ooh, Ash Cash is different. I ain't gonna hold you.
Ash Cash is a daddy.
Ash Cash is a different.
Bro, Ash Cash would kill me.
She nice. I ain't gonna lie.
You're not even a problem. In the pool of females, I'm looking to try to hit raw, bro. Straight up. You're not even a
problem. I'm not gonna hold you. Ash Cash's eye contact is devious. I ain't gonna hold you, bro.
I got a question for you about Ash Cash.
Eye contact is devious.
She made. She got the two different eye colors. That's about it.
She's a Chico, bro.
Why you ain't paying her the $3K? When she wanted to interview, or you wanted to interview her type shit.
Bro, imagine paying that bitch $3K, bro.
There you go.
Bro,
why you asking me that question, bro? Why would you pay that bitch, bro?
Bro,
nigga, first of all, she was on Aiden shit. That nigga didn't pay her fucking coin.
That's what I'm saying, for free. Why would he be paying this bitch?
Hell no.
Any bitch that think they should get paid to pull up on the stream is out there in mind.
That's
what about Jahi Aiko?
Where's Kato?
Hold you.
Janae Aiko.
I know y'all niggas were following a friend of Jahina Aiko.
I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. I don't see the hype, bro.
What you mean you don't see the hype?
If you like Janae Aiko, you definitely gonna like Coyle Ray, bro.
It's only the niggas
who love
his vicious bro. Hers, nigga, her, I'm not going to hold. I'm going to hug.
Nah,
I'm
yo.
The niggas who
thirst over Janae Aiko definitely thirst over Coyle Ray, bro.
I don't like Coyle Ray, bro. I swear to
nah,
you,
bro. Bro.
I don't like Coyle Ray, bro.
Cut it out.
Yo, put me and Coy in the room, nigga, and I'm locking it down. Fuck you talking about.
Man, nigga, Jahina Aiko in the room, nigga. I'm getting her pregnant. What are you talking about?
Yo, Kyrie, man.
Back bones, fam.
Yo, Kyrie, so you tell me if
bro,
JT
I'm
from
bones. I'm the bone collector then.
If JT from the City Girls was gonna let you fuck
come
first
on,
night.
Bro. Who?
JT
on,
from the
bro.
City Girls, nigga.
Come on,
Give me the other one.
Act, you're not pulling from nobody with enough elk for
yo,
me to
yo,
be like,
Kyrie, yo, Kyrie, all right, tell us the
yo,
bad bitches in your eyes.
Ass,
who's the
yo,
bad
Kyrie,
bitches?
Yo, tell us, bro.
Yo, SZA? Son.
SZA? That's
you got it right.
Hey, nah, she gonna fuck around. Nah, she's gonna fuck around and pull a spell on your ass. No cap.
And I'm okay with that.
She gonna fuck around put a...
Wait, you said you're hitting SZA raw?
I said I'm okay with that. If she put a spell on me, she could put a spell on me, bro. She could whisper all types of rhymes and rhythms that I can't understand in my ear until they hits, nigga.
No, I'm gonna leave SZA alone, man. I ain't got no comment.
Exactly, yeah.
Who else? Name some of the chicks you like, yo. Damn, you definitely. What about Summer Walker?
Nah.
She got a face tat, nigga, with a nigga name on it.
Yeah, I just said nah.
That's
a big nah.
Nah,
I'm passing that.
Yo, imagine how
the spiritual Larry. Stay away from them.
Yeah, he's not doing that, bro. Larry,
bro, she ate food off the floor, fam. Nah,
no, she ain't do that.
SZA got a train ran on her, bro.
Agree with this, well,
you didn't say got a train ran on her, dog. Oh, come on, man.
It's Sky Jackson.
What?
I ain't mad at it.
Eat food off the floor. She eat my nut next. What's the problem?
Yo, y'all niggas is something else.
You're dirty.
He's ain't fucking with Sky Jackson. I ain't gonna hold you. Sky Jackson cute as hell.
Ain't what? Hold
you. That's my childhood that. Right there, bro.
Who else?
I mean,
so y'all niggas don't like thick hoes, bro? Like,
no, we do.
We do.
Bernice Burgos. How about Bernice Burgos, man?
Give me her daughter.
All I'm hearing is any bitches, bro. Like, what if they call
SZA?
Yo, Snapper, name somebody, bro. Name somebody.
She doesn't stink as fuck now, bro.
She was thicker than what she is now. She's a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
She makes amazing music. You know what I'm saying?
Man, SZA got me blocked, man. I ain't see that chick in like 5 years now, man. I don't know what's going on her Instagram.
Kelly Uchis, oh, bro. Yeah,
you know Kelly Uchis with? Kelly Uchis is with my nigga
Don Toliver. Yeah.
Yeah, Don Toliver. Yeah. Shout out to that nigga.
Yo, bro, I didn't even know.
Ugly niggas winning.
Yo, I mean? Could tell. Yo, that nigga Kyrie. That nigga Kyrie would probably. I guarantee he'd fuck this girl raw first night. Azealia Banks.
Academics.
That's more like my nigga Kyrie type, man.
Jesus. No.
Tomatoes.
That's your type from college, bro.
No, that's hold on. Matter of fact, here's the thing. I know who this nigga. Hold on. I'm about to play. You want me to play Kyrie's type? I guarantee he fucked this chick. He fucked this chick first night. Hold on. I'm about to play.
I'm gonna play this,
and then I want y'all to react to it afterwards. So I'm gonna come back, and then and then Kyrie could tell me if he would fuck her, and if he wouldn't fuck her, y'all can just talk about it quick. Hold on. I'm gonna mute up. Let me see. Chat. Hold on. Give me 1 second. Y'all gotta know what it is. Yo, chat, this is a long stream. It's where we at right now? Four hours and 30 minutes. Rocking out for y'all. What's popping? Okay, where's the other shit? Come on now. Come on.